Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Happy post-Valentine's Day.
It is Singles Awareness Day.
Hey, that's nice. What I'm talking about.
Shout out.
That's what I always did when I was single. Singles Awareness Day at the Golden Corral Buffet.
At the Buffet.
Yeah, at the Buffet. Find me over by the fried chicken and the collard greens.
You know, back in '07, when I was not in a relationship, I printed out a photo of Napoleon Dynamite and taped it on my shirt, and he was my Valentine.
Oh, that's so cute.
I thought it was apropos at the time.
Oh. Huh. Now, Scott, this was your first Valentine's Day single.
Yeah.
In, like...
a long time.
Five years? First time as an adult?
Yeah, I was going to say, we should say first time single as an adult because that is different.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
You know, okay, so my day ended up being a little crazy. The Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So, like, I had a great weekend in general. Like, I went out with friends on Saturday night, went dancing and all that. That was awesome. And then Sunday, like, the plan was completely to have a day to myself, all just relaxing. Well, like, it just didn't end up happening like that. So, I ended up busting one of my tires on my car.
Oh.
Like, done. Like, just done.
How did you do that?
I hit a curb pretty solidly, and it just, boom.
Yep.
Done.
Donezo.
And so I woke up Sunday morning. I knew I had to fix that, so I literally was like, well, let me just go see what I could do. I spent, like, an hour changing out my tire because I had to find this one part for a lock. It was a mess. And I had to set an appointment with the tire place at 1, and then I did end up getting myself some Uber Eats breakfast. Mm. Took a long time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get that, and I sat, and I had my coffee, and I read a little bit, and I watched a little show. And then my day, instead of relaxing all day, I had to go to the tire place, and I had to get a whole new set of tires.
A whole new set?
My car is all-wheel drive, and so if one is done and the other, like, treads are a little worn, you have to get them all matched up, or else it just throws off everything. So I had to buy a whole new set of tires.
How much was that?
A lot, probably.
A lot.
Like,
I spent...
Over 300.
Double and add some. Yeah, like I spent. It was whatever. You know, it had to be done. It's fine. But luckily, while I was there, my buddies and I, we went and got some pho while my car was getting fixed. So I went and had a great time just sitting and talking and catching up with some friends, which was super nice and obviously a delicious meal. Then I got my car done. And then I finally had some time to myself in the evening, which was really cool because I just literally made myself like a nice cup of tea. I got all cozy in my bed, turned off the lights, put on a rom-com. And it was just delightful to just kind of have a second to just sit and do nothing because you don't realize, maybe you do get that time. You need to prioritize time to like just do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But like literally yesterday, I'm like, my whole day yesterday was supposed to be like that. Like that was the plan, to do nothing all by myself. And it didn't happen until like 6 p.m. And I was like, okay, well, I'll get 2 hours to myself.
Take what you can get, I guess.
I'll take what I can get. But I was just like, dang it. I wanted more time like that. But it's okay. I at least got the little bit of time.
Yeah. Ooh, that sucks.
Did you feel any pangs of sadness, regret, or anything? Because I know finally got on to social media yesterday evening, and started just seeing the barrage of couples photos or here's what my boo got me or whatever. I was like, God, if I were single right now, I would just be ugh, gross.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think when I first started the day, I was like, oh, I'm fine. And I feel fine about it. But what I do miss is like, I know that feeling. Like, and that's what I think. When I see these pictures, I'm like, dang, I know exactly what you feel like in that picture. You're like kissing your girlfriend's cheek and you're like, you're just so in it. Like, I miss that feeling. I miss that, like, you're connected with someone and having them as your best friend. That's the thing that I miss the most where I'm like, dang, that does sound really nice. Like, I was okay yesterday. I had a great time hanging out with my buddies and everything like that. But I guess in the grand scheme of a relationship, I look at those and I'm like, that is something special. And I think it's like, for me, it's like, I almost just want to like message these couples and be like, embrace that. Like, take in that moment. Don't take it for granted, because no matter what happens in your relationship, it's just like, that is something so special. And I admire that. I love love. I love romance. I love all of it. And I can't wait for it to be back in my life, or for that special someone to be there. Right now, it's not the case, and that's fine. But for every other couple, it's like, you know, sometimes you need that reminder, like, cherish that. Do not take it for granted, or else it might not always be there.
It's hard, though, because, like, we're sort of conditioned to
absolutely.
Do that. And, I mean, think about why people are posting this. They're not just posting it for their person. They're posting it for the validation
of
other people.
Yeah.
You want other people to be like, look at me. Be happy for me. Look how happy my life is. Can you share my happiness, too? And that's what I had to realize social media was,
yes.
like, a couple of years ago, because I would see a couple's pictures. And it's like, depends on what you have going on in your life. Maybe you can't share a picture. Maybe you are in a relationship, but like I said, you're not able to post on social media, or you're in a weird situation. So there's a lot of other types of relationships where you don't maybe have the very, like, you, I sometimes envy couples who just take a picture and then have no qualms or thoughts or whatever about just posting it up. And then they're like, this is my life. And it just seems so carefree to me. And so I would get really jealous of other couples or whatever. Or, like, sometimes if you're in a space where you are envious or missing that, and you see those and you're just like, I know what this is supposed to be, but it represents something different for me right now. So it's tough.
Yeah. Right. No, absolutely. For whatever reason it may be. And that's what I had to remind myself yesterday, because I used to do that too. Like, I would post a picture, like, and it would be me and my girlfriend or something, and it would be like, we just were literally in the middle of fighting. And I'm like, let me post. And it just was not very authentic of the situation, you know. It's just, and I took that in consideration yesterday too. I'm like, you know, social media is a weird game, because a lot of people are posting. Of course, everyone's going to post, but, like, what's the layer deeper behind that? Like, I hope you are happy. I really do. I wish the best for your relationship.
Yeah.
It's just, I wonder what that extra little layer is underneath that you're posting about.
Scott, real quick, can you lower your laptop down? Because I'm getting very distracted by what's on Fox 13 right now. Like, I'm looking at you because we post the video of the podcast on our YouTube channel. And so I was, like, listening to you intently, and then, like, something caught my eye above the TV.
Looks
and I
like
was
like a dragon up there right
I know,
now.
I was like,
what, it is.
What is happening on Live with Kelly and Ryan right now?
Welcome to, like, me during the show every day. Like, y'all are, like, we're doing stuff, and then I'm like, oh my God, there's a manatee. And y'all are like,
like, what are you talking about?
This is my view all the time.
No, that totally makes sense. And I feel like, because yesterday it was sort of a weird Valentine's Day for me, because I was spent the day traveling from Atlanta back here, and Abe got stuck in Seattle, and his flight, he was supposed to be back Saturday, didn't get to get here till Sunday at midnight. So we obviously didn't have, like, any sort of Valentine's Day anything. And so it was kind of like, wah, wah. But I still, like, posted a picture, you know, at the end of the night, because I was like, well, I feel like I need to post, like, something just to be like, well, we're not.
We exist.
Right. Well, because I feel like, and especially because of our job.
Yes.
I post so much about the show and, like, what we're doing. And so my Instagram, there's so many pictures of Holly and Scott.
Hey.
And, like, I'll scroll through and I'll be like, God, you wouldn't even know that I was engaged to someone if you didn't know. So I was like, I need to post something. And then because we don't go anywhere or do anything, so we don't have any pictures. So I had to, like, repost something. And then I was like, well, who cares about that? So then I just, like, slapped something up and I was like, happy Valentine's Day.
Do you see how much, like, awful consternation has come from stupid social media?
It's so seriously. Weird. We think so much about it. Yeah.
Like, who cares? Like, who cares? I was just...
I hit that double tapped it. I liked it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to find a current picture, and I was like, we don't take any pictures at all.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering how it struck you, because you are so positive that I sometimes wonder, like, do you have dark thoughts? And if you have them, do you process them, or do you just let them go since you're single? Because on Valentine's Day, I would fully embrace the darkness, and I would be like, I'm wearing all black. I'm going to the buffet. It's Singles Awareness Day. Fuck all these guys that didn't like me, that blew me up.
Wow,
you are always so positive.
Yeah, so, like, you doing that, what he just said?
No, that's not how my mind works. I do have dark thoughts, absolutely. I definitely have times where I'm like, I'll go through a dark hole, and I do process it. I used to, like, just push it aside. I'm like, that's, forget that. Don't focus on that. But now I take the time. I try to kind of find out the root of it. And that's what I kind of figured out yesterday, where I was like, huh, I feel like, I didn't feel like mad or sad when I'd see couples photos, but I was like, what am I feeling? And that's where I discovered. I was like, it's not that I'm like envious of them. I know the feeling. I love love. And I do look forward to the day. Like I do, I get so excited. And this is why it's so funny when I work weddings, because I DJ weddings on the side. Like I get emotional at other people's weddings. And I'm like, I love that you're so much in love. Like that is something so special. And I can't wait to have that best friend in my life. And so that's what I discovered yesterday. So the dark thoughts are not like, screw you. I'm more like, okay, like I get it. And I'm feeling a little sad, or I'm taking a little time to like process stuff. And like I've said before, like when I'm driving, that's usually when I have the deepest thoughts and I have to like process stuff. And it doesn't mean I'm not positive. It just means I'm taking a little more time to understand like what is that feeling that I'm going through. But then I understand like for me, like my whole philosophy on life is like, okay, like I'm not going to push that negative energy upon other people or other things or myself. I'm going to understand why it's happening. And then I'm going to look at the bigger picture. Like I'm not in a relationship. Like that's okay. In my head, how it works is I'm like, that's fine. Like I will be one day. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it. I'm not stressing.
You're in a different season.
Exactly. And I'm not worried about that right now. That's not what I need right now in this time frame. Eventually it'll get there. But for now, not going to stress about it. So those dark thoughts, like work through them.
Well, you did the damn right thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tried, but again, like my day took a turn yesterday. It was not the, like I literally didn't have much time to focus on it until I saw my one buddy and he was getting ready to do a big surprise for his girlfriend. And I was like, I just talked to him about it. I was like, that is so cool, man. Like, I'm so happy you're doing that. Like, it just sounded so nice. And I love all those little tiny surprises. And I kind of lived through him for a second. I was like, that's really cool that you're doing all that stuff. I love it. And then I got home and I treated myself just like everyone says, love yourself. Like, I literally was like, Scott, sit your butt. Sat my butt in my bed, and I watched a rom-com, which a lot of people are like, what are you watching a rom-com for after like a breakup?
Seems like it might not be the best idea.
I think it even helped me more to be like, it doesn't make me like resent love. It makes me just like, I can't wait for that one day. Mm. Right now, no. But one day, I love it.
Which one did you watch?
A Walk to Remember.
Oh,
is that the Mandy Moore?
Goodness, that was my grandmother's favorite movie.
Oh, my God.
God
I haven't
bless
seen
her
it
soul
in years.
When she was alive. That was like her favorite movie of all time.
Oh, yeah. And it just strikes different now, that movie especially. And it was just nice. I mean, I don't like being numb. You know, I think that's the thing. That's like, I noticed that I am numb toward things right now. And it's like, I like to acknowledge my feelings, whether they're sad or happy. And movies like that or seeing people in different situations, it's like a reminder. It's like, wait. I like those feelings, whether it's happy or sad. I'll take it all. It is nice. And that movie was a great mix because I was like, I love love. And this is extremely sad. And my heart hurts. But I also love it.
You can't be positive all the time. Even the people that are in happy, good relationships aren't happy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I love the fact that you are over here talking about how, you get negative thoughts sometimes, but you don't push them away or you don't stew. Like, you know, because if you do, that's where that term toxic positivity comes from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where you're like, well, I'm going to be happy regardless.
Yeah.
No, okay, we all are given a range of emotions so that we can feel them.
Right.
And that makes the happier times that much happier when you've known the low and you can sort of figure it out. And that's, I think a lot of times when you, it's like when you are sad or going through a breakup, sometimes you're pulled weirdly to like rom-coms, or if you are going through a breakup and you just all you want to do is listen to the same sad song on repeat, and your friend is like, can you put on like Party Rock Anthem for a second, get yourself out of this. That doesn't work always.
Right.
Sometimes you actually have to let your body or whatever, you know, your mental state lead the way on what's going to feel better for you in that moment. And that was what it was. It was a Walk to Remember.
Oh yeah, and it was perfect hit that. But I don't like dwell on the situation. Like Miguel, you're like, oh, fuck him and fuck that. Like, I don't do that. Like, that's just not my way of going about it. I just kind of, I'll acknowledge that I'm sad and I'll just kind of live in it for a second.
Well, I also think too, our single situations are different. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're a man about town, you're having fun, enjoying your life and, you know, talking to different women and stuff like that. Whereas, you know, when I was single, that was always few and far between and there was a lot of rejection on my part. And so, you know, when you deal
you
with
get
this,
bitter a
you
little
do
bit.
When you get to a single life like that, you know, it's hard to be positive and to be like, oh my God, this is so great. So like I would watch all those rom-coms, but it, for me, it was more so like emotional cutting.
Yeah.
And then it would sort of like spiral into this, like, you know, well, look at everybody else. All these, you know, white girls and white boys in these romantic comedies get the love, and old black gay Miguel, he's never going to get it. You're a piece of shit. You know, and that's the self-talk that I would
go through.
Yeah, I was
going to say, that's some toxic self-talk right there.
Absolutely.
Which, how would you even know to fix that?
Right, because...
you have been dealing with your own shit coming up through the years.
Yeah, and so that was always where my mind was. And so Valentine's Day was the epitome of everything that I thought I could never have. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it was Singles Awareness Day, and I'm... going to the buffet to eat. Come with me. You know, because it just was like, well, it's never going to happen. So I need to be the one person to speak up for all the other single people that are bitter.
Because we all think that everyone is feeling what we're feeling.
Right.
And you, I'm sure, as this, this is your lot in life, you are going to be the voice for those who cannot speak. So if you are feeling this way, you're like, I will not. This is, it's not for me to do this alone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak up for all the people that are having these feelings. And you know, you did.
Mm-hmm. I did for a long time.
You did.
For a long time. It's a long single time. Long.
But now look at you. But they even like, I brag about your relationship a lot, Miguel. Like, I really do. And I tell people, like, when I talk about the whole thought of, like, love and stuff, like, now that I live with literally you and your fiance, Abe, it's like, I talk about that as one of those qualities. It's like, just so cool the way that y'all interact and allow each other to still do those things in life that you want to do. But it is your full circle moment of, like, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Now look, bitch, you're about to get married in less than a year.
And it's just, on you!
It's just so cool to see, because it's like, even in those moments when you're like, it's just never gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it will happen.
That is interesting that you say that, because I don't know what we look like to other people. Or like, because you see us in those very intimate settings when we're just, you know, on the couch or, you know, whatever. So what does it look like from the outside?
I think it looks like the word that comes to mind is just comfortable. And like, that's what I admire in a relationship. I think you should be with someone that you just feel like you're completely yourself.
Right.
And to be able to just sit there and like, and you're in a room and it's like, we don't have to talk the whole time. Mm. We could literally sit here and watch. We could both be on our phone and it's okay.
Right.
Because we know it's like, we don't need to interact in this very moment. We're just comfortable being ourselves. And I love that. Mm. And one of the biggest things I love is that, again, like I just said, is like you're able to still go live your own life or the support that you give each other in those moments. It's like whether, you know, your fiance Abe goes and hangs out with a whole other group of people, it's like, have fun. I'm like,
bye.
I love that. Like, that is so sweet, because that's one of my like theories on how relationships should work. It's like you should still have your separate lives that you're able to live, and you shouldn't be with each other 100% of the day, because I think eventually you get tired of each other.
People get confused on that. And maybe, and you know what, sometimes when I hear other people's stories or like stories of like, you know, oh, they wanted me to be around all the time and we just felt suffocating. I forget that I've spent like the last 12 years putting together Trending in Tampa Bay or whatever city we were in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would come across, like, over the years, it gets redundant after a while. Like, red flags for a bad relationship or what you should be doing. Here's what experts say works. And guess what? Over the 12 years, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
It all comes down to the same stuff, which is give each other space.
Right.
Because you have to. And I almost, it surprises me. Maybe it's just because I see it so frequently when other people don't get it.
Yes.
Don't get that need for space or individuality. But on the same token, a different side, where you do need to come together and you do need to have common ground and everything like this. And I feel like I've been reading about it for so long. I'm just like, why don't, obviously, like
clearly,
I have all the tools. Why doesn't everybody?
Right.
People don't have these tools.
Right.
And it's shocking to me every time.
Well, and I think that reading it or knowing it is different when you're in the situation, because, you know, there are times where I feel like, you know, Abe and I will, you know, maybe it's like a Wednesday night and we literally come home, check in on each other, make dinner, sit down, watch TV, eat dinner, and then like we're in silence. And sometimes I'm like, do we need to like turn the TV off and like talk to each other? But like we communicate in different ways, and Abe is not a, well, let's sit down and have this connective conversation for 30 minutes, an hour. Like that's just not who he is. We do it in other ways, and it took me a while to realize that you have to tailor your communication and your relationship to that specific situation.
And to your person's,
right.
How they were raised and who they are as a human.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so you have to learn that, you know, there will be a couple days where we'll be watching TV the whole night and we'll sit on our phones and not a word is said. And that's okay, because sometimes I'll be like, I got nothing else to say.
Well, it's not always about, like, you. It's a give and take. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be, how much are you going to talk about?
Right. Like, I saw Holly. I saw Scott.
Yep.
I went to CrossFit.
Did the show.
Nothing really crazy happened.
Right.
But then when I do like that we talk through when we have to make those big decisions and we, you know, say, what do you think? What's the middle ground? How can we? And we also understand each other's strengths and weaknesses and, you know, build upon that. Like, we've been working on some stuff for the house and we had to, like, talk about money stuff with a third party. And the person started talking about, like, percentages and stuff like that. And I was like,
huh?
I don't. What do you mean? Like, and he was like,
did you do algebra?
Yeah. He was like, he don't understand numbers. So I will handle that part. He'll handle everything else. But, like, we understand that about each other. And so it is cool to be at that comfortable level, you know, with someone that I never thought would be possible.
Yeah, that's true. I can see it. And I see it. And I don't even see you guys together. I just know from, you know, stories and the fact that you're not. Let me think of how I want to phrase this.
Oh, God.
That you're, like, not sucked into, like, a tense texting battle. Right?
Right.
During the show.
Right.
Or, like, you just feel whole.
Right.
I mean, we've both been there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a fun place to be.
No, that's the worst. When you are in a fight with someone you're dating and, like, all the drama is, like, playing out during the show and you're trying to be like, funny, ha-ha, headphone, like, karaoke.
We gotta sing.
You, bitch! You stupid mother! Ha-ha, headphone karaoke, hot in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I hope you fucking die.
Yeah, it's a little rough when you're trying to navigate those waters.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, so, like, it's just, there's a lot of calmness, which is nice. And then that's not to say that nobody ever fights. Obviously,
right.
There are plenty of times for fighting and whatnot, but it just feels mature.
Yes. Yes. I would definitely say that.
Yeah.
And we're making some mature decisions about stuff now that it's like, how did life happen? Like, I feel like just a couple months ago, I was walking down 7th Street in Ybor with no shoes on. My phone dead trying to.
That was more than a few months ago. That was a few years ago.
It was like it was just yesterday. But now it's like, oh, we're making all these big lifetime decisions.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's insane. Now, Scott, I'm curious because we did talk a lot about, you know, how you should handle some of the women that you are talking to.
Oh, for Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day, if you're just casually dating or whatever, however you want to describe it.
Yeah.
How did that end up playing out? Like, did any of them contact you? Did you stay away? Did you text any at all? Like, how did that play out?
I mean, prior to Valentine's Day, we all had conversations on, like, the views on, and everyone's on the same page with how to go about it, which was great because it took a lot of the stress. And, like, again, like, I think, you know, I feel like it sounds like I just talked to everybody. Not everybody. It's like a little handful. Just a couple people, like, I really enjoy hanging out with. But everyone really understands that it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, every step of the way, literally every message, every hangout, like, it's just a whole new step for me.
Yeah.
So they all understood that, like, going into Valentine's Day, and I communicated it like that, which I am trying to get so good at communicating because it's not my first and forefront to be like, all right, this is going to hurt you, but let me go ahead and be honest completely. But I'm trying to get much better at it, and that's what I wanted to do with Valentine's Day of, like, look, it's just not going to happen. Like, I just can't do that. I don't want to take this in any direction that way for this Valentine's Day. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was very receptive, which was great. On Valentine's Day, I didn't spend any time with anybody in that nature. I only spent time with my friends.
Did you text them?
I did text occasional, but it was like way later in the day.
Did you say happy Valentine's Day?
Jokingly.
How did you joke? What was this joke?
Like, happy Valentine's Day, bro, or something like that, you know? Like,
to the girl?
Well, they texted me that. I just reciprocated it back.
Okay,
it's like
hold
a funny thing.
You're not being clear. So did I need specifics? You're talking in generalities. I need specifics. So did they text you? And we don't have to talk about anybody specifically.
Yeah.
They reached out first and said, Happy Valentine's Day, bro.
Well, kinda, yeah. Like, yeah, like almost verbatim that wordage. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Like joking around of like, we all know
already,
it's kind of uncomfortable with the whole Valentine's Day
anything.
Thing.
Right.
So it was made into like a little bit of a joke. And like, then we talked about like, you know, how it's like treating yourself kind of way of a day.
Okay.
And then there's almost a moment to like hang out, but I was like, you know what? Mm. Nope. I'm going to just take my time to myself, especially because I didn't get any time until like way late at night. And I was like, no, I need this from a soul, from a life, because I didn't get it yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't get it Friday. I want it Sunday, 6 o'clock. So, no, I didn't hang out with anybody.
Okay.
Good. That's good. I think that's great. I think you did the right thing. I think it's it was well calculated and smart of
mm-hmm.
Whichever woman texted you this, because she playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gotta say, but it's also.
It's good.
No, yeah, but on my part, this is also really tricky. I'm noticing because, like, it's. Like, I know I'm not in a place to date,
yeah.
But it doesn't mean, like, my feelings don't get involved either,
right.
Which I'm learning right now is going to be a pain in my ass,
oh,
too,
yeah.
Because I'm like, I feel myself slowly getting little bits of jealousy here and there. I'm like, Scott, you bitch, like, stop. Cut it out. Like, you're the problem here.
you bitch.
Literally, that's what I'm going through right now, and I hate
it. It's so hard. I'm telling you, and we've already been over this, but going through the motions can lead to the real emotion.
That is what I've been saying this whole time.
I know.
What I'm nervous for you about
is... It's okay, though. It is...
How are you going to... Because there's going to come a point in time in the next few months that, you know, with whoever you know, continue to hang out with, you're going to look at each other and be like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I think
like,
I don't,
we're going on dates, we're doing it, we're hanging out.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Because like so that's a question that you're gonna you and these ladies that you're talking to, they're gonna have to both be honest with them yourself and each other. Because what are you doing?
That's
and
hard.
You don't have to answer that now, obviously, because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But that question is going to come up.
I think the more that I'm realizing, I'm getting that little feeling of like, wait, I don't know. Like, it's like, of course I'm going on dates with other people, but it's like, oh, wait, you're going on dates with other people. And I'm like,
it goes both ways, bitch.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the
problem.
She
playing the field, too, whichever one. I hope they all are.
I do, too.
I hope they're all getting it.
I do, too, because I'm the one that said that. Like, it's just, I don't know what that looks like down the road. Like, how do I have that conversation of, like, what are we doing? Because I don't know. How do you break up a casual thing? We're just, all right, see,
that's the problem. That's the problem. Is that it's not really a casual thing. It's like you're getting to know each other now.
I know.
I remember I had this
friends with benefits.
Yes, thank you for that. I was like, why? The phrase left my mind.
It's Monday.
Yeah, and then I got into a relationship, and then that was the end of that. And like, really, nobody's like. I think at one point, maybe months later, he's like, you still with that one dude? And I was like, yeah, still with the one dude. And he's like, oh, I kind of miss that stuff sometimes. I'm like, yeah, that was fun. But yeah, no, we're not doing that anymore.
Said I missed that holly good good.
Well, of course he did.
She said, of course, girl, this is golden.
Right, thank you very much. Mm. But after that, I was like, okay, good. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Like, you just stop. But that's the problem. That's what made that, like, it was in no way, like, a connection at all. It was just, that's it.
And
the problem is that you're not, that's it. Because you're not even, and I was thinking about this in my off time. Like, why do I think about this stuff in the shower or whatever?
Thanks, Holly.
You're welcome. I'm really putting my thought into this. And I'm like, this is, of course you're doing what you're doing in the way that you're doing it.
Yeah.
That's who you are. Yeah. That's what you crave right now. Like when Kramer was on the podcast and like, that's filling the void.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes total sense. It's just going to, at some point, hurt you, her, them. It's just a temporary fix and it's not without harm.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the guy that I was talking to as I, you know, first when Abe first asked me out. And I remember that guy. I liked him, and, like, things were great, and we were sort of, like, getting to know each other more.
I remember that.
We hadn't been intimate yet, but it was, like, headed towards that way. And then that fateful day that Abe painted my house, and
that
then
paint stroke.
Yeah, with that, you know, that long stroke of paint. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me out. And I remember I was like, wow, this is two different feelings. Like, when... And with Abe, it was like immediately the feelings were there. We were honest. And I had to like text that guy back and be like, so
wow, yeah.
I think if I remember correctly, we probably had like a hangout on the books, you know, for like maybe the week.
Like, this was like a big thing. And I even remember like the weekend came and went. And then that next week you were like, this Abe. And I was like, pump the brakes there, sport. What happened to guy X?
Yes.
Like, I was invested in him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, bye.
And he, you know, we're still friends to this day. He actually just got married a few months ago. And so he completely understood. But like I've been saying this entire time, he was just thankful that I communicated that.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm literally the shittiest person ever, but I've met someone. I'm so sorry, but I didn't want to just leave you hanging without, you know, and especially in our position, it's not like we can just disappear because they would turn on the radio and hear me. And then I'd be talking about this new guy, Mr. Silver Fox, and all this other stuff. And so I was like, I have to come clean and be honest. And it hurts, but you just have to once you get to that point.
Yeah.
Now just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Don't stress about it too much unless you feel like you're getting wrapped up into some deep emotions. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can't ignore that. But then
that's
we'll
coming.
Just take it one step at a time.
Those emotions are coming. I can tell you.
Oh, no. I know they are, too. But that's like it also goes back to, like, how I like to live right now. It's like I'm just living for the moment. It's like if I enjoy hanging out with you, I want to hang out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if it signs me up to get, like, hurt down the line, okay, fine. I'll deal with
that
when I get it. But right now it's like you're an awesome person. I want to spend time with you. I think you're great. I don't want to just throw that away because I'm like, I might get a little hurt later. Like, it's fine. I've been hurt before.
Is there a limit to how many girls you're going to talk to at once? Like, are you capping it off at, you know, like 10?
Jesus.
Who could even do that? Like, I would like to meet this person. How do they do it?
Yes,
eight,
I think there's a cap subconsciously,
five,
but it's
three?
Like, yeah, I don't think you could talk to more than the three or five to even have worth it conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I kind of look at it like, okay, like I will give any adventure as in literally like go on a random adventure, not my friends with benefits, quote unquote adventure.
Not Brock going on an
adventure.
No.
But like, or meet up with somebody random that I haven't met with at least for one time to see what that's like. I don't consider that talking, but if you're like, hey, like let's go out and get a drink. I'm like, okay, sure. If I have the time availability, okay, I'll give it a shot. But again, that's just when it happens. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that works.
I don't limit your possibilities.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna be like,
keep it open.
Nope, I'm at my 10.
Well, my card's full.
But there are just, you know, there's a couple that I just really enjoy hanging out with that I'm like, okay, like I'll keep doing that.
Yeah.
See what happens. Yeah.
Love this situation. It's so great. Just can't wait to just see it just unfold over the next few months.
Well, it's gonna be I don't know what it's gonna unfold into, and whatever, I'm enjoying the moment as it is here right now.
Live in it. We're just living vicariously through you.
Yes.
So.
Welcome to it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to be in it, but it's also a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I do enjoy it. It's just, you know, there's moments where I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Do I need to like literally just be alone for a little bit? Like legit alone? Like not talk to anybody? Not do anything? I don't know.
I mean, that would have been my advice, but
I know people that do that. I mean, but then again, you're also 24.
But that's exactly my thought, too. I'm like, I've never been single where I'm like, I've never had people hit me up and want to hang out with me. Like, that's all. Like, I can't wait till I go to therapy and like dive into these conversations because I'm like, I've never had that. I've never felt like the person that like people were attracted to. And so when people slide up in my DMs, it's like this weird like dopamine hit of like, wait a second, you want to talk to me?
Hey.
What, who the hell am I? I don't know.
You Scotty the mother body.
Yeah, I've just never experienced it like
that. And after that,
it's
silhouette
weird
challenge we did on the TikToks, girl. I mean.
And can I just say that when we did that, if you missed on our social media, It's February 15th, so this was the 12th. On Friday, we did a recreation of the Tom Brady drunk photo.
Oh, that. Yeah.
And I was like your hand, like Tom Brady's handler, like holding him up. And I had to hold your arms, and I was like, gosh, these things are like tree trunks. Good Lord.
Good God bless
you. Your arms are so huge. And I could see someone in the comments was like, Miguel, you should have been holding on tighter. But then I was like, I felt awkward when I was holding on to your arms.
Massage the muscles.
And I was like, this is feels weird. I'm not going to squeeze any harder than I was.
Oh,
man.
Oh, wow.
So, girl, you got it. Get it. Enjoy it. That's the last time I'm going to inflate your ego a little bit there.
Thanks.
So there
I appreciate it. It is weird. It does definitely make me uncomfortable, but thanks.
Yeah, come on, arms and strong arms. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah. All right, we're done.
Oh. I did end up posting my silhouette challenge to my TikTok.
Oh, you did? Because you said on the air
I wasn't going to do it. I was why? It's too, I didn't want to do it because I was scared of the pushback from people that are like, I don't know, like, you're sort of your own worst critic, so I just figured that women would be, like, mean. I don't know. Nobody was. I was floored. And it has now 52,000 views.
Oh, what? Get it, huh?
Your silhouette challenge?
On my TikTok.
Wow.
I was like, because I posted it and then I forgot about it because I'm not on TikTok. Usually when I go on TikTok is when I'm drunk at my house. Oh, I'm sorry. Now it's 57,000.
Girl,
what?
Yes.
So I just like, so I posted it whatever day it was, and then I forgot about it. And then I looked at it on Saturday on the way to Orlando, and I was like, ooh. People, they watched it. That's more than any other views I've ever gotten.
I just looked at mine.
Oh. What is that?
Oh, gosh.
How many views is that?
Wait, Scott, how many views did you get on your silhouette challenge?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll look it up real
quick. And also, too, if you haven't been on TikTok, the silhouette challenge is where you are just normal. You're there, hey, in the light. And then the beat drops to a song. And then you basically do the sexy silhouette thing.
Oh, he's got 8,500.
Oh.
Views.
8,500
views. You're so... That's good.
I have...
Say it!
411.
Okay.
Hey, some hit, some don't.
That's,
you know, that's
saying.
The algorithm. Who knows?
Now,
all my other ones are like way, like, not nowhere. The only closest other ones are that time that I did the
intro to the Mickey Mouse Club.
Exactly. So people like that one. That's got like 18,000 views. And then my Harry Potter is Star Wars thing is like 19. But I'm like, those are make sense because they're like pop culture references. I feel like this one blew me away, though. I was like, well, that was a boost.
Wow. The only time my stuff ever goes viral is if Scott's in it. Like,
I think it's his teamwork, you know.
No, there's
teamwork
one.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Where, oh, by the way, Scott, I forgot. Somebody slid up in my DMs and asked if I'm going to start pranking you again and scaring you. So just be ready for that. The one where I scared you, where now it, if you are on gay TikTok and you are scrolling through, all you see is, you can see right there where, Scott is...
Oh, it looks like he's half-dressed.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at how many views.
Right, that's 20,000. Uh-oh. 20,000 views.
Wow.
And then there's another one where Scott's just dancing unknowingly to this song right here. Let me show you on our YouTube channel.
Oh, I forgot about this. Look at...
Scott had no clue what he was dancing to. But that's got 25,000 views.
Oh, jeez.
So, that's all right. I appreciate my 411 views.
There's a lot of that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It's good, girl. You get your 50 something. All right, Scott, what's all of your social media information?
At Scott Tavlin on everything. ScottTavlin.
Holly O'Connor with your sexy silhouette challenge.
One rude comment that I'm going to just...
Oh, what'd they say?
It's called a silhouette challenge, not a red filter challenge. Do you know what a silhouette is? I'm going to be like, I'm old and I can't work Snapchat.
I always like the comment of like,
see yourself out.
You okay? That's what I always comment. I know. Are you okay, boo?
You okay, boo boo? What's wrong with you?
Why you gotta attack somebody's TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm Radio Holly on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
I am Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. And make sure to send me an email. Holly, you just listening to yourself?
No, I'm typing my comment. Oh, okay. It just keeps playing. You can't silence it.
Okay, you can turn the volume down.
Oh, okay, okay, I got
we're doing a podcast. It's fine.
I got it. Once I'm angry, I'm not even commenting.
Oh, gosh. No, the one, all the positive comments.
Yeah. I know, right? It's that one. Then you're like, ah!
I'll be like, I'll kill you.
Send me an email because you are part of the Platypus Posse.
True.
So I can get you some Miguel and Holly swag. Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. And please leave us a review and a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will see you on Wednesday.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.